Mayors of big cities in California made the trip to Sacramento Thursday to ask Governor Gavin Newsom to not cut their homeless prevention fund. Governor Newsom is proposing to cut the fund by 50% from $1 billion to $500 million because the state is in a deficit. The Big City Mayors Coalition says cutting the fund would put 41,000 individuals at risk of returning to homelessness across California. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan makes a case for the funds by explaining how his city has been spending it.
Just on the interim housing side of things, we've added 23 sites, over 2,200 beds, immediate dignified alternatives to the streets, giving people access to a room with a door that locks, their own bathroom, a case manager, on-site security, three meals a day. And in doing that, we've reduced the number of human beings living outside in tent encampments in our city by nearly one-third. That's in just the last 4 years.
In the state capital, the results of the homelessness funding have been even more pronounced, with Sacramento reporting a 30% decrease in its most recent homeless count. Sacramento Mayor Kevin McCarthy says the governor's proposal to reduce funding also disrupts local budget planning.
If we don't have these funds, we will have to make difficult choices. We're already on the chopping block of decreasing funding for public safety, for police and fire. We're going to make strategic cuts in those departments, getting rid of vacancies. But the one that we want to keep funded is our homelessness response program. And we're doing a good job, as our other cities in Sacramento. So I'd like to take it one step further than you, Locke Dawson. Not only restore the $500 million for round seven, make the pledge for $1 billion for round eight, because we need certainty as we focus on our response.
The budget cuts could also have a huge impact on equity-focused programs. In Oakland, African Americans represent three-fourths of the homeless population. Mayor Barbara Lee, who has experience with state budgets as a former state legislator, says her city's goal of cutting unsheltered homelessness by 50% would be impossible if the state reduces its contribution.
HAP is one of the very few funding sources that supports operations, not just capital, and it keeps the doors open, the staffing, case management, supportive services, and housing subsidies. Oakland estimates $1.4 billion in additional investment that's needed over the next 5 years.
The mayors concluded their press conference by urging the public to hold gubernatorial candidates accountable for these investments. Governor Newsom has called California a leader in fighting homelessness, but now he says the state's massive deficit means they have to spend less. The mayors, on the other hand, say the $1 billion homelessness fund has to be a guarantee despite the state's fiscal challenges. The coalition is now asking every candidate for governor to sign a pledge to make that funding permanent. Reporting for KPFA Radio, I'm Annetta Felix.